Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. I want to help you come into alignment with your God-given power and your gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and a sometimes abrasive nudge to take that leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Okay. So, you guys, let's just start. Are the hold on, I gotta fix my Bluetooth, y'all. What just happened? Stop the track. Okay, y'all. I did some lives today. I just did some TikTok stuff and I did some whatever. And all these lights were literally blinding me. So since we're recording the podcast, I was trying to turn them off and I had some technical issues, but we're back. We're back on track. It's Friday. We made it through the week and it looks like technology is working with me because I've noticed my podcasts are podcasting. Okay, so that's a great sign. Always a great sign when things are doing what they're supposed to fucking do. But anyway, I'm having a great time lately. I know I told you guys I'm going live on TikTok 9 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. So if you guys want to just kind of be in my container, in my space, get some words of wisdom, talk shit about makeup, I'm there. I'm there Monday through Friday. It's going really great. I do love the community I'm creating. I care about integrity. I care about quality over quantity. I don't want bots in my life. I don't want trolls in my life. And I feel like we've set the boundary for that and it's working really well. I am doing a series on TikTok, the 10 Things I Know series. You guys can check those out. They're 10-minute episodes. I've got two up now. And yesterday's was pretty great. I'm not gonna lie. It's the narcissistic or nah. And I talked about 10 red flags for emotional immaturity. Okay. Because we know that's the biggest barrier for a healthy relationship, is emotional immaturity. And we all have that little bit of narcissistic tendencies, and some people went off the fucking rocker with it. Okay. So we talk about a little bit of red flags of that. You guys want to check out that episode to see if you have any of those red flags that you are carrying proudly or maybe not even aware of. So today I just want to kind of leave you for the weekend with some promises to make to yourself just for that overall health and happiness to feel good. Okay. There's so many, I know life is kicking our ass. Okay. There's so many external obligations on your plate. It's easy to lose sight of the commitments that you need to make to yourself. So we want today to be the day that you stop and think about what a satisfying life means to you. I was on a mentorship call last night, and it was so great. It was so great because she's like, you want to think about the things that are obligated to you. We think we're so obligated to all these other things, but what about what's obligated to us? You know, that joy, that abundance, all of that. But you have to get clarity on what it is you desire. So, what kind of life would be satisfying to you? Start the list of basic promises. Think about the life. Get the picture in your mind of what that life looks like to you. What does it feel like? What are you doing? Who's around you? Very clear on what it is you want. And then we start with the promises. And I think the best place to start is, a place that I think everyone is struggling right now, and that is that financial well-being. And the first piece of advice is to stick to the budget, okay? And I think this is a great idea no matter where you are financially, whether you are in abundance. A budget is just order, and money loves order. It doesn't love chaos, you know? So you want to put your finances in order and live within that budget. If you're not sure how to get started, y'all, there's so many ways to access financial information. Like, you can go to the internet on any social media site. You can get software. It doesn't matter. Go to the library. There's always a guide. You have to be resourceful. Whatever it is that you're looking for you, find that. And you want to plan for the milestones, right? So you want to increase your savings. There's a little unnerving chaos that comes with not having a savings. And I know because I cleaned ours out when we got scammed. Like, not a dime to our names, you guys. I was in debt actually with what I still owed because I borrowed on it even. So, it was a horrific lesson in what it feels like to not have a savings. Okay. So I know it's tempting to just spend the money because it's there. And I know my husband is like, look how much we have here. And I'm like, don't touch it. Don't touch it. I know it's tempting. Just leave it there. Pretend it's not even there. Pretend it doesn't exist. Okay. Have the fallback, have the security blanket because you don't know what you don't know. Just give yourself that peace of mind. Okay. Then you want to maximize your income. Even if you're like me and you're bagging a whole $50 a week on TikTok, bitch, get your money. Get your money. Okay. Pick up that side hustle. Get into that some of that affiliate marketing. Extra cash always comes in handy, okay? And diversifying your income, come on, it's a no-brainer. Have the extra stream of income. Sell a service, make some crafts. I don't give a fuck what you do. Start babysitting, dog walking, mow lawns. I could maybe hook you up with an interview for my affiliate with my supplement. Y'all, I'm 40 plus years old, okay? I'll give you my age here. 40 plus years old. And I'm feeling so fucking great. Like, I love this supplement, okay? I want to share it with everybody. And it's affiliate. It's affiliate. So I get a knockoff of anybody that buys anything. It's a private invite, but I might be able to get you an interview. Anyway, so then you want to pay off your debts, okay? Pay off your debts. Get on a payment plan, especially if you have student loans. They have some incredible payment plan options. I should know all about that. But it's important that you are spending time and putting the right energy on your money. Stop with that talk of like, we're broke. Okay. That mindset of like, we just don't have it. No, we budget. And I didn't put money aside for this right now. So that's how we roll, you know, instead of saying, no, we just all that lack mindset. I know it is like a toxic conversation that I grew up hearing, money doesn't grow on trees. You know, whatever toxic bullshit you could think of that was surrounded around money, I have that and I reflect that in my kids. And I listened to my mentor last night. And she's like, yeah, our mom used to tell us every Christmas that it was going to be a small Christmas. And I'm like, holy shit, I've done that with my kids every year. And they've never had a small Christmas, bitch. Okay. Never. But I'm always like, don't want to disappoint them, right? Because I have a lack mindset. I'm like, oh, I don't think we're going to have a Christmas this year, babies. And then I go balls to the wall. We have a Christmas because God provides every fucking time. You think I would learn that lesson? But hearing her say that that's what she grew up hearing, and knowing I'm doing that to my kids, I have some cycles to break when it comes to money trauma. So that's some shit I got to work on behind the scenes. I get that. In the meantime, make those promises to yourself for your own just current well-being. Okay. And then you want to make promises to yourself for the physical aspect of your life. Okay. That means you want to treat your body to real food, not the boxed shit, right? We want to go on the perimeter of the store, get your meats, get your produce, get the fuck out. Okay. Stay out of the box aisles, the canned spaghetti, whatever the fuck that is, the freezer aisle, which I can't say much. I did get my kids some fucking Kirkland chicken strips that they're obsessed with. When I say obsessed, they've asked for them every fucking night for dinner. And I'll be honest, I'm glad they love them. So I put them in the air fryer and that's it. But I'm lazy and I don't want to go back for more. I haven't wanted to leave the house this week. It's a weird thing. I just haven't wanted to leave. So they're about to be out and it's going to be a tragedy in the Lemons house, but we're not going to die. Cut out on sugar. Okay. At least cut down on it. At least cut down on it. Get some healthy fats in your life, like the salmon, the avocados, real butter, that kind of stuff. Eat the meat. Eat the meat. Okay.
have a solid balance and make sure that you are getting some physical activity, and you have to promise yourself that you will increase your physical activity, okay? And that you're gonna work out, lift heavy at least 3 times a week, okay? I don't care if, you have to do floor exercises during, your favorite fucking movie, whatever it is, move your body, okay? Move your body. And you got to get sleep. You got to promise yourself that you're going to make sleep a priority. And I say that knowing I have 22 minutes before it's bedtime for me. Okay. So I probably should talk fast because I know what I feel like in the morning when I don't get enough sleep. Then it messes up the whole trajectory of my day because the first thing I do is I get my ass to the gym. So you've got to sleep, and sleep is going to help your body and mind to stay in that top condition. So go to bed and wake up on a consistent schedule. Get your body set there. If you're having trouble falling asleep, bitch, come on. Okay, put your phone away, turn the TV off, read a book. I know that's a foreign statement for a lot of people. Read a book, but you've got to love your body. Okay, you have to appreciate it for everything that it's done for you. No matter what, you have to feel good about your appearance and about what your body can do, about all of your abilities. Feel good about that. And we want to make room for our mental and spiritual well-being. Okay. So for me, I have Bible study for a badass. You guys know I post the Bible schedule in there every day. I pre-post even so that I'm not trying to remember to post it for you guys, but I can actually just spend that time. Get to know Jesus. Like I'm telling you, everything you question, everything you struggle with, he has an answer for. And everyone's like, I wish there was a guidebook to life. Honey, there is. I wish God would just come down with me and do this and hold my hand through this. Girl, he is. We're just not seeing it because we don't know what we were looking for and we haven't spent enough time in the Word. But if you want to get your mental health and your spiritual health in check, that's the place to start. And then let's go through the process of what are some other things we could promise ourselves. We're going to reduce the stress. Chronic stress takes a toll on your body. Okay? You gotta stop being so fucking reactive. It's not that serious. It is not that serious. You are taking years off your life by freaking out over dumb shit. Okay? You're freaking out over dumb shit. It is not that serious. Like, have fun with your shit, man. Have fun. Whatever it is you're doing, your perspective changes all of that experience, all of it. And find some shit that relaxes you. I mean, I'm telling you guys, I reward myself at least 3 times a week at the gym. Not every day, because I responsibilities, kids, all these things get in the way of my shit. But I reward myself, bitch. I'm in that red light therapy. I'm in the sauna. I'm in the fucking hot tub. Like, I reward myself with relaxing ass shit. Okay. Find something that works for you where you have access to this. Maybe it's taking a warm bath before bed. Maybe you need to get into that meditating. Joe Dispenza, when I'm in that red light therapy, that homie's in my ear. He is talking about finding that greater parent within you, that God gene, Jesus, honey, brings you and heightens that connection. It's amazing. And you have to continue learning. Promise yourself you're going to learn something new every day because education is a lifelong project. You've got to broaden your horizons, expand your brain cells. These kind of things keep you moving, keep your brain growing, keep new connections forming. Does all this amazing thing. And then if you do shit like pursue your passions, develop your skills, that's you. Practicing meaningful activities, participating in good feeling hobbies, whatever it is, whatever your passion is, whatever your, accomplishments can be. Your achievements don't have to specifically come from your job, and they don't have to specifically come from your hobbies. Your achievement is like actually enjoying what the fuck you do, having fun with it. And then flex your creativity. Creative pat times. It is my bedtime. You want to sharpen your thinking and allow yourself to express your thoughts and ideas, okay? So experiment with different mediums to discover what your strengths are. Maybe you want to write a book. Ha ha. Dude, it was so fun. And I am a little bummed, but I think it was better that I didn't force any writing today because I woke up regretting that I posted that shit, you guys. It was, you know, a lot of self-critiquing going on, a lot of self-doubt. And I just need to sleep on it again and then wake up with a new voice tomorrow. But that's it. I mean, what do you need to do? You want to take up photography? Do it. Google, how do you start? Maybe you want to start playing the piano, whatever it is. Maybe you want to start a podcast. And then make time for your family. Okay. Write down reasons why you love your wife, why you love your kids. Give them your full attention. Be fucking present. Okay. Be present. And that is me. Like, the baby wanted to play Candyland yesterday. Not one round, not two rounds, not three rounds, but like seven or eight. Okay. And by like four, I felt myself reaching for my phone and she's like, oh, you're going to watch videos, mom. And I'm like, you're right, baby. I threw that shit in the office so fast and we played as much Candyland as she wanted. And then, you know, it was baby time and we played some babies and I was just present. And that's the shit they're going to remember. They're not going to be like, mommy was on her phone all the time. Be present, man. Be present. Most of all, make your faith part of your everyday. That's it. You don't have to carry the weight of the world. So promise yourself to wake up every day and give to God what you can't handle and ask for help what you know you can. And then show that gratitude. Start a gratitude journal. If you just wake up every day and think about that shit you're thankful for, shifts the dynamics of whatever you're going through. And I know that shit gets tough. I know it gets tough, you know, it gets tough, but make some of these promises to yourself. Okay. This is a way for you to just lighten the load, lighten the burden, give yourself a little window to see yourself succeeding and for you to be able to share your gifts with other people. That's the magic of life. Create, don't wait, right? I'll see you guys next week.